You're listening to Bloomberg Law. The legal issues surrounding Michael Flynn are getting stickier, and not just because of allegations that President Trump urged James Comey to end an FBI investigation involving Flynn. This week, McClatchy reported that, as a member of Trump's transition team, Flynn intervened to stop a military plan opposed by Turkey after he had been paid more than $500,000 to represent the country. And the New York Times reported that Trump named Flynn his national security advisor even after Flynn told the transition team he was under federal investigation for his Turkish ties. All of that is separate from the reason Flynn lost his job in February after revelations that he had misled officials about his contacts with a Russian diplomat. It's a lot to unravel, and here with us to help us do it are Andrew Kent, he's a professor at Fordham University Law School, and Lewis Michael Seidman, a professor at Georgetown University Law School. Thank you both for joining us. Andrew Kent, let me start with you, and let's, if we can, try to take these as best we can one by one. What do you see as the biggest legal issue that Michael Flynn is facing right now?
Yeah, I think it continues to be his failure to register as an agent of the Turkish government, something which it seems like is being investigated. The willful failure to register is a federal crime. It's not often prosecuted as such. Often involves lobbying and business dealings and other things. When it's involving somebody who became the national security advisor of the United States, it's natural that prosecutors would take that more seriously. So I think that's probably the number one concern that he should have, that he was acting on behalf of the government of Turkey and receiving payments for that while failing to disclose that as federal law requires.
Mike, in that same context, when he was National Security Advisor designate, U.S. government policy on national security and the war on terror was actually bought for $500,000 in payments from Turkey, if you look at it that way, because he stopped those attacks until after he left. So is that bribery that could land Flynn in prison or even treason?
Well, first of all, I should say I'm not an expert on the federal bribery statutes, but it certainly is a serious matter if he was receiving funds from Turkey while giving advice about military actions that we would take that Turkey was supposed to. There's another question also that I don't think you mentioned, and again, I'm not sure of the facts, but if the FBI or other government agents talked to him about the contacts he had with the Russian ambassador, and if he misrepresented those contacts, as he apparently did to the vice president, then that is also a federal crime.
Andrew, we've been talking a little bit about Turkey. We've been talking a little bit about Russia. With the appointment of Robert Mueller as a special counsel to look into specifically involvement with the Trump campaign and Russia, is everything that has to do with Michael Flynn now within Mueller's bailiwick, or just the part that has to deal with the things that Mike Seidman was talking about regarding his contacts with Russia?
So that's a good question, and it's obviously quite an important one. Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general who's acting in place of Jeff Sessions, who's recused, wrote a letter setting out the scope of what Robert Mueller can investigate. And the main thing he said is that Mueller is authorized to conduct the investigation that was confirmed by James Comey when he was FBI director, testifying before the House Intelligence Committee in March. And there, what Comey said essentially was that he was conducting a counterintelligence investigation into the Russian government efforts to influence the election and any associated crimes. So, on its face, that would not seem to cover, matters between, for example, Michael Flynn and Turkey, which at least at this time seem to be separate from, from the Russia matter.
Go ahead, Jen.
So, Mike, in about 30 seconds, people keep saying that it may not be what he was tasked with, but because he's who he is, no one's going to stop him from going any further. Do you buy that?
I do. The first of all, the mandate includes associated crimes, but it also allows the special counsel to go to the to Rosenstein and ask to expand his mandate. And I think Rosenstein would have a very hard time turning him down. That is actually how the Lewinsky matter ended up being. Part of the Starr investigation. It was a request to expand it, which was granted.
You're listening to Bloomberg Law. At a news conference Thursday, Donald Trump addressed the subject of Michael Flynn, but only very briefly.
Did you at any time urge former FBI Director James Comey in any way, shape, or form to close or to back down the investigation into Michael Flynn? And also, as you look back...
No. Next question.
Our guests to talk about the legal issues surrounding Michael Flynn are Lewis Michael Seidman of Georgetown University Law School and Andrew Kent, a professor at Fordham Law School. Mike, let me ask you the same question I started by asking Andrew, which is, you know, of all the issues surrounding Michael Flynn, what do you think is the most serious one facing him? Is it something we've already touched on or is there something we haven't even gotten to yet?
Well, actually, I think the most serious question about Michael Flynn, which you haven't gotten to, is not what the government's going to do to him, but what he is going to do. The way these investigations typically work is you put pressure on lower-level people, and then they have a motive to implicate people higher up. And I think we don't know all the facts, but there's reason to think that General Flynn is faced with a pretty serious threat of criminal liability. He's already indicated publicly that he has a story to tell, and Special Counsel Mueller may very well be interested in that story. In that regard, there are press reports that the president has continued to talk to Flynn and to voice support for him. He is on very, very dangerous territory when he does that, because that in itself might end, depending on what he says and what Flynn is doing, that in itself might end up being an obstruction of justice.
Mike, when you say higher up, is there anybody who that could be other than Donald Trump, or I guess perhaps the vice president? But he's already, as a former national security advisor, he's already a pretty big fish, isn't he?
Well, he is, but and we, you know, again here we just don't know the facts. There have been some press reports indicating that Vice President Pence may have known more about all this than he has revealed publicly so far. But certainly, depending on what Flynn knows and on what actually happened, one could imagine that the president is concerned as well.
Andrew, let's go into that a little bit. The New York Times is reporting that Flynn told President Trump's transition team's chief lawyer, who's now the White House counsel, weeks before the inauguration, that he was under federal investigation for secretly working as a paid lobbyist for Turkey during the campaign. And then it took 18 days between Assistant Attorney General Sally Yates' warning that Flynn might be subject to Russian blackmail and Flynn's forced resignation. What's the possible blowback on the White House?
Well, I think we're seeing it already. I mean, it displays extraordinarily bad judgment by the White House counsel not to throw up an enormous fuss about allowing Flynn to be hired in the first place when he's under federal criminal investigation. And really, you know, just terrible judgment by the president to delay doing anything about it after he's been told by the attorney general, the acting attorney general, you know, what you said, that that Flynn is open to, you know, to Russian pressure or blackmail. You know, legally, I don't necessarily see any federal crimes here. I think it's just it's political damage, just showing a level of recklessness, willing to tolerate risks, willing to tolerate very very questionable and possibly illegal activity by Michael Flynn and still hire him for such a sensitive position, you know, it's really quite shocking. But there might not be legal fallout for President Trump as a result of this specific issue.
Mike, there have been some mixed signals about how Michael Flynn is dealing with lawmakers looking into this. Early on, he said publicly that he wanted immunity in exchange for testimony, I guess through his lawyers. And then this week, there was a little kind of whiplash about whether he was complying with Senate subpoenas. What do you make of all that? What does it seem like Michael Flynn's approach towards Congress is in all this?
Well, no competent lawyer would allow him to testify before Congress without a grant of immunity. But Congress is not about to grant immunity to him because that would interfere with the federal investigation. Certainly, if I were a lawyer for Michael Flynn, and again, it depends on facts that we don't know, but if there is a serious risk of liability, of criminal liability, one would want to try to strike some kind of deal. And what kind of deal he could strike would depend on what he knows. Just one other point about the president's criminal liability. I agree that nothing about the delay in dismissing General Flynn raises a criminal question. But if the president is worried ultimately about impeachment, that is most experts don't think that a criminal violation is necessary for that. And it's entirely possible that General Flynn knows things that might increase the chances of the president being impeached, even if they're not evidence of criminal wrongdoing.
I want to thank our guests. That was Lewis Michael Seidman, a professor at Georgetown University Law School, and Andrew Kent, professor at Fordham University Law School, helping us make some sense out of the many issues surrounding Michael Flynn, his contacts with Turkey, with Russia, with folks in the Trump administration, and how that might play forward both in Congress and with Special Counsel Mueller. Coming up on Bloomberg Law, we're going to talk about who's going to get the nod for FBI director. Reports have former Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman in the lead. But it turns out some Democrats may not like that idea. Donald Trump just said he's not going to do it before he leaves the country.